We're very, very blessed to be partners with Brother Kenneth Copeland. And we're just so grateful and honored to be able to share our hearts with the people, with Brother Copeland's ministry.
Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland today as they reveal God's plan to extend the blessing to every person that would accept His covenant. Now, let's join Kenneth and Gloria.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. We're Gloria and Kenneth Copeland, and today we have some very, very interesting things you're going to enjoy today's broadcast and all this week. So, Father, we thank You for this broadcast today. We open our eyes, we open our ears to hear from heaven, revelation from heaven. The highest blessing there is for heaven to reveal the Word and to reveal Jesus to us. We receive it in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Gloria, let's open our Bibles to the 11th chapter of Genesis. Now, this is something that begins, actually, it started when God blessed Adam and his wife in the garden and said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. All the good stuff. God's perfect will for mankind. That garden really should have been the worst condition man ever experienced, because it just get better from there on, exceedingly abundantly beyond all you can ask or think, because the Scripture said it's not entered into the heart of man the things that God had in store for those love Him. So it should have just gotten better all the time.
He was just getting started.
You can see the projection of His will because He did all that before He put the man in it. So it was not a process of time yet. The Scripture just said He planted a garden. Well, all that seed came from heaven. He planted a garden and put the man in it. In fact, if you look at it carefully, they were in the garden when the dust that He made Adam's body from was Garden of Eden dust. I mean, it was in the midst of that garden to start with. And then He spoke words of life into him. All right there in the garden. So when the first thing man ever saw was God Himself, and the surrounding in which he saw God was this gorgeous, magnificent garden. My goodness. To us, it'd just be so stunning we could hardly take it. To him, it's just his natural environment. Glory to God.
It's the best and the worst he ever saw.
Oh, yeah. So, but this lets us know the mind and heart of God. And now, this is very important for where we're going with this. Now, I want you to notice. In the 12th chapter of Genesis, right here in the very beginning, Adam, by his disobedience, disconnected from that blessing. God immediately began to get it back. And he announced it to Adam. Then the next thing he did was announce it to Noah and his sons, said exactly the same thing to him. Everybody wiped out all but him, and then we started over again with that same blessing. Well, now here we come up into this 12th chapter of Genesis, and here is the seed of Shem. The sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Now, Ham and Japheth did the same thing Adam did. They decided they didn't need that blessing. They meet their own needs without God. And that wound up here in the 11th chapter with this mess here at Babel. Now, here we are with Abraham. Now, listen to what God said to him. Now, the Lord had said to Abram, you get out of your country, from your kindred and from your father's house, unto a land that I will show you. I will show you how to go get in your place.
Yeah.
Now, he was in the wrong place. That's not where God wanted him. And he didn't design for him to be there, but he got sidetracked out of all that other going on. And he obeyed God and headed out over there. Now, listen to what God said to him, Gloria, and why he wanted him in his place and why he wanted him back in the plan of God. Now, you got to just hear this really carefully. You just open your heart to hear what God said to him. Get out of your country, from your kindred, from your father's house, unto a land that I will show you. I will make of you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. Now, listen here to what God said. I'm going to start with you, and I'm going to bring this blessing that I intended to be on Adam and over everybody else until that Garden of Eden overtook the whole planet. But it got interrupted. But now here's what I want to do with you. If you'll go where I tell you to go and where I show you, I will make of you a great nation. So now he's telling this one man, I want to build a nation that will bless all the nations. Well, Gloria, who's all the nations? The offspring of Ham and Japheth. So he blessed them. He wants to get it back on them. He's not satisfied with a third. He wants the whole thing to be blessed. So you still here, you see the perfect will of God for all men for all time. Now, you shall be a blessing. Now, Gloria, this third verse, this is what we want to center up on today. This has been so misunderstood because it's easy to understand, I'll bless them that bless you and curse them that curse you. I mean, that's easy. But without taking into consideration why. And why God said that. And what all this has to do with us today. You have to understand this. And what we're saying here, see how much Bible we got left here?
Mm-hmm.
This started all the rest of this, and this principle holds. It holds all the way down through all of the people walking in the blessing. That blessing was on Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Daniel, Moses, Jesus.
Kenneth, Gloria.
Yeah. So, and how? Through Jesus, Ham and Japheth got back because the Gentiles, so that the blessing of Abraham could come on the Gentile. So it's the process all the way through. Now, let's take in a good look at here at this third verse. I will bless them that bless you. Now, what did he say? And you shall be a blessing. Now, let's take a moment here. Let's go over here to the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy for just a moment. And let's look. It'll come to pass if you hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord thy God and observe to do his commandments, which I command thee this day. I will set you on high above all nations of the earth. He's still talking about that nation. And all these blessings shall come on you and overtake you if you'll hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed shall be the fruit of your body, blessed the basket in your store, blessed shall be when you come in, blessed shall you be when you go out, and your enemies rise up against you, they'll be smitten before your face. Now that seventh verse is the results of I'll bless them that bless you and I'll curse those that curse you. So now, can you see the kinship? This is still the same thing talking about here, but it's broken. The blessing is broken down into blessings in this 28th chapter. And this was God's will all the time.
All of those are included in the blessing.
Yeah. Now, here's what we need to see on this broadcast today. This was in God's heart and mind back in there when he said that to Abraham. So yeah. Now, he's saying, I want to use you to bring all this again into the earth and onto mankind. All of these things, this is the way I want it to be, and I'm going to use you to start this.
He's starting over with Abraham.
Now, I'll make you a blessing. But those, let me word this now in order to get the point over what we're talking about here. What if I said this to you? Now, Gloria, I'm gonna make you a blessing. And anybody that will join with you and help you bless, I'll bring the same blessing on them that's on you. I'm no respecter of persons. This is my will. This is what I want done. And anybody will help you do it, they can walk in the same blessing. Your sons, your daughters, your next door neighbor, if they'll come help you, the same blessing will come on them.
Hallelujah.
Now, isn't that what he's after in the first place, is
sure.
to get it on somebody else?
Yeah.
Well, that person took it, joined up with you, and then they start helping you. It increases then as it is multiplied. It gets stronger, not weaker. And then again and again and again. Amen. But now, I'll curse them that curse you. Anybody that tries to stop the blessing by persecuting you. Now, this is covenant he's making here with him. If you'll walk in this covenant with me, the same curse that I'm redeeming you from will come on them and stop them.
Wow.
Now, that's what's in that verse. Now, that follows all the way through. And when Jesus would call people, if they would come help him be Jesus, help him be blessing, help him be the Redeemer, then his anointing, his blessing, his inheritance,
hallelujah,
everything he has comes on them. We are joint heirs with him.
Amen.
Now, this has followed all the way through the ministry. The Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Philippi and said, you're the ones that supported me, and you're partakers
yeah,
of my grace.
Right.
And everything I am by the grace of God. Amen. And you can expect my anointing to come on you, to come on that church. And he outlined it and told them the three anointings that manifested in his life would come on them, including confirmation of the gospel, which is signs and wonders. That same anointing would come on them. That is this verse of Scripture
praise
being
God
carried out. Now, we know this from just general principles. God set this principle in motion, and it is the principle of two can do more than one. One can put 1,000 to flight, the Scripture said, two put 10,000 to flight. And we know it when we become partners together just in business. I mean, two people get together, they can do more than one of them could, because this one has certain assets and this one has certain assets, and they bring it together, and this thing immediately got bigger.
How about marriage?
That's what a marriage was designed to be.
That's right.
And that's what it is if people will do it and get together like God anointed.
I sure have increased since I married
you. Oh, yeah. I'm a whole lot smarter than I used to be because she's smarter than I am to start with. Amen. But that's what a marriage is. That's what the whole thing is about. It's what Jesus and the body of Christ is all about. Glory to God. And so, All this week, we're going to be talking about
I like it already.
Partnership and that anointing and how it flows and how it works. Oh, I tell you what, over the last 44 years, partnership has become so rich in our lives. It is just right up there at the very top. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Gloria and I'll be back in just a moment.
And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
My husband had been unemployed for 2 years and 7 months, and we were living on about a quarter of the money that we were making before, and he got this amazing job, and the people that gave him the job said, give us your W-2 from the last time you worked a full year. We'll match it. Our fortunes were restored.
That's the thing about getting over on the faith side. You don't just get to where your needs are met and quit. You continue to increase. You continue to go on. You continue to grow financially. Because the same thing that brought you to zero will take you on up if you'll stay with it.
Partnership to me, it's what it's all about. It's covenant. I mean, you know, I pray for Brother and Sister Copeland every day of my life. I know that they're praying for us and all the partners of the ministry, and I'm just committed to them. We sow financial seeds in this ministry, and that's one of the reasons we're so blessed.
Partnership is like a foundation. If you don't have a good foundation, how can you build a solid house? It says in the scripture that not to build your house on sinking sand, you have to build it on solid rock. Well, KCM is a rock foundation. You want a strong pillar in your foundation. It's a good partnership to have. You can tie in with the breakthroughs that they have done in their own lives, that they've done as a ministry. You can tie in with their prayer. They pray for their partners every day. I pray for them every day. It can just build you up and takes you to the next level.
Partnership. How do you measure its depth and value? For over a quarter of a million partners of Kenneth Copeland Ministries worldwide, a few numbers hint at the answer. Numbers like more than 7 million unique visits to a KCM website over the past year. On KCM.org alone, the backbone of the ministry's internet reach, each day more than 185,000 pages are viewed, meaning that nearly 24,000 individuals, on average, take advantage of faith-building tools on more than 6 pages each time they visit the site. In the past year, from anywhere in the world where an internet connection can be found, a Kenneth Copeland Ministries webpage has been accessed over 50 million times. But the number of clicks don't even begin to tell the real story.
Because I watch the internet, I watch the program on a weekly basis, plus I go back to previous archives for any areas that I'm working on in my life spiritually, and they have made a huge impact in my life spiritually. I've grown, my mind has been renewed, I'm already enjoying the benefits of it materialistically and physically and emotionally and mentally. And so it's wonderful.
KCM.org gives you access to live and on-demand services, BVOV webcasts, and a host of other faith-building teachings. More than 100,000 subscribe to regular email distribution of the popular Faith to Faith daily devotional. Kenneth Copeland Ministries is also connecting with over 90,000 through Facebook and Twitter. But attempting to define the reach of KCM's internet ministries, much less the meaning of partnership by the numbers, tells only a fraction of the story. The essence of partnership is woven into the fabric of relationship.
I think just going on the internet, when you look at all the resources available there that are free, click on a link and watch Kenneth Copeland, watch the men and women that he partners with. That's a big blessing as far as the website or as a resource.
While the numbers help tell the story, at Kenneth Copeland Ministries, partnership transcends the physical. It is not bound by time or space. To every partner, thank you for the unbreakable bond we share. From Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and everyone at KCM, we count it an honor to call you partners. Life is an adventure full of unexpected challenges. To be consistently successful and equipped to rise to the challenge and overcome any situation takes more than just the desire to succeed. There is strength in unity and power in partnership. Partnering with Kenneth Copeland Ministries connects you to a support system that equips you with the resources to meet any of life's demands. Kenneth and Gloria's heart is to empower you with the truth, God's blessing, the source to meet every need imaginable. When a believer seeks God through prayer and word study and acts on their beliefs, God's unlimited power is released, transforming their situation. Partnership with Kenneth Copeland Ministries connects you to part of something big as our anointings combine, enriching your life and bringing the message of faith to the world. Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you to help equip, encourage, and empower you. Become a partner with Kenneth Copeland Ministries today and receive your free new partner package. Your package includes two teachings by Kenneth Copeland, two partner ID cards, and a three-ring partner package binder. For faster processing, log on to kcm.org and order online. God has your answer for a strong and blessed life. Request your free partner package today.
Yes, I'm Pastor Richard Escobedo, my wife Diana, and we're pastors of Centro Palabra de Fe. It's a Word of Faith Center in Compton. We've been pastoring for a little over 25 years, and we were in the traveling ministry for a little over 10 years. Started as traveling evangelists, we saw the need of teaching, because that's what the Lord had called us to, a teaching ministry. And when we got the revelation from Brother Copeland and Sister Copeland of healing, prosperity, we started teaching that and preaching that.
And the Lord impressed me to start a Bible training school. Of course, at that time, we translated material and we put it in outline form. And
because everything was in English.
Yes,
and you had to put it all in Spanish.
Yes, and we translated it and we teach in outlines and that's the foundation of the Bible training school. We still have it going over 30 years. And then the Lord impressed us to come over here and start the school here in this area. We started actually in Torrance, the YMCA in Torrance.
Yes.
And then from there, it developed into a church about a year after.
The Lord has really blessed the ministry. We've seen the reward of seeing these people grow and mature and see what God is doing in their lives. You know, we've learned so much about the loss of prosperity, of course, through Brother Copeland and sowing and tithing. And I remember when we first started the church, of course, these people, our students are gardeners, housekeepers that clean homes. And I started telling them, God's going to bless you with your own businesses.
Mm, God has. We have many, many business people here
and
that own their own businesses. And people that didn't even think they would be able to do it. And yet, with the teachings and the faith and the belief, they have their own businesses.
We celebrated our 25th anniversary in October. We have seen God's blessing on people's lives. And of course, as they bless, the church is blessed and prosperous. The Lord has done one miracle after another financially.
Mm-hmm.
The building that we are in, when we first started looking at the building, they were selling it for $3.5 million. Back then, we knew we could not afford that kind of a building. We'll make a long story short, we winded up getting the parking, which is $600,000, the land with the building, which was $1.6 million, which would have been over 2 million. We got it for $836,000.
Word has gotten around. This church preaches prosperity. You can prosper, you know. And it's known among the Spanish-speaking community in the LA area. And God has done so many miracles with people financially, healing, of course, in every area, righteousness, teachings that, you know, we get a lot of people that come and with so much traditions, and they're set free. We are ever so grateful to the Lord for Gloria and Kenneth Copeland, because everything that we learned, we just teach it and it spreads in all the nations, not only through television and radio, but just the people themselves. They go to back to their nations for vacations and such, and they'll take material and they'll leave it there. So only when we get to heaven will we find the extent of what God is doing.
We're very, very blessed to be partners with Brother Kenneth Copeland. And we're just so grateful and honored to be able to share our hearts with the people, with Brother Copeland's ministry. Their lives, their testimony, the word, the revelation has tremendously transformed our lives and our ministry.
Completely.
And we're just so grateful for their ministry.
Now I want you to, did you hear what Pastor said? He said these people, this is my statement, not his, but these primarily common laborers, that, you know, the gardeners and so forth and so on and so on. And the word got out that you go to that church over there, you prosper.
Yeah.
Because these people wind up with their own businesses. Now, that's exactly what we're talking about, Gloria. That when they became our partners, the blessing on our lives and ministry, that when they became our partners, the same anointing on us, the same blessing on earth, just exactly like what God said there in Genesis, came on them, and they began to preach it, and in their congregation, then it came on the congregation. Now, there are members of that church that are partners with this ministry also, just like the church at Philippi were partners with the Apostle Paul and their pastor.
That's right.
And it just multiplied, just goes.
When did we start prospering?
When we became partners with Oral Roberts Ministry, and then not long after that with Brother Hagin's ministry, and partnership just started going like this. It'll overtake a nation from one seed. It'll overtake a nation. I've seen it happen, and so have you. So,
praise God.
All of this to say this to you. We invite you to pray about this. You seek the Lord about this, about becoming partners with Kenneth Copeland Ministries and our outreaches around the world. But now let me tell you this. It may not be God's plan for you to be a partner with this ministry, but He has a plan for you to partner up with somebody somewhere. And you need to be like Abraham and go get in your place. Praise God.
Amen.
He has a place for you, and He'll show you where it is. When we hear from you, you become partners with us, we'll send you this partnership package that, all kinds of materials and DVDs and CDs and to help build you up in your place and our place together. See you next time. Remember, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. To request your new partner package, go to our website, kcm.org, call toll-free 800-600-7395, or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas 76192. If you need prayer, we're only a phone call away. Call our 24-hour prayer line today. Thank you for partnering with Kenneth Copeland Ministries to help change lives for Jesus. Be empowered by the blessing. Monday on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
I really feel that you have to tithe into a ministry that you know is being blessed by God and directed by God.